This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The CJP has withdrawn its agitation after the government agreed to its demands. Union Ministers JP Nadda and Dr. Jitendra Singh held the third round of discussion with the CJP delegation yesterday, focusing on its demands for reforms in the examination system and measures to prevent paper leaks. Addressing a joint press conference with CJP delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said that during the meeting, the government agreed to the demands of CJP that no action should be taken against the protesters and no FIRs should be filed against them.
जो organizers हैं और protesters हैं, उनका इस activity के लिए कोई भी उन पर आगे केस नहीं होगा, इस बात को हम लोगों ने माना है. Concession according to the rules and regulations, whatever maximum will be possible, that will be given to them.
On the five-point charter given by the CJP for reforms in examinations, Mr. Nadda said that the government will deeply think about the charter and will do whatever is possible after holding deliberations with the CJP. CJP's chief spokesperson Saurav Das announced to withdraw the agitation in good faith, expressing hope that the agreed-upon terms will be executed within the agreed-upon timelines.
The Congress Janata Party declares that we withdraw the agitation in good faith and understanding that the agreed-upon terms will be executed within the agreed-upon timeline.
तो हम इमीडिएट इफेक्ट से प्रोटेस्टर से रिक्वेस्ट करते हैं कि आप विड्रॉ करें, पीसफुली अपने घर वापस जाएं.
Union Minister Prahlad Joshi will be the new Education Minister following the resignation of Mr. Dharmendra Pradhan. Mr. Joshi has been assigned the charge of the Ministry of Education in addition to his existing portfolio. Mr. Joshi is currently serving as the Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution and New and Renewable Energy. Talking to media after the announcement, Mr. Joshi said that he will try his level best to meet the expectations from him.
Thank Honorable Prime Minister for giving such a huge responsibility, and with a great trust he has assigned this responsibility to me. I can only say at this moment I will perform and I will try to come to his expectation in this particular department with full strength. I will try to work with all humility and honesty.
President Draupadi Murmu has accepted the resignation of Dharmendra Pradhan from the Union Council of Ministers with immediate effect. The government will introduce the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha tomorrow. The bill is listed in the business of the House for Monday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. It will be introduced by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 136th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website, the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMOs and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Kargil Vijay Diwas is being observed today across the country to honor the bravery of Indian soldiers who sacrificed their lives during the Kargil War of 1999. The day marks the 27th anniversary of India's victory over Pakistan in the conflict and the successful conclusion of Operation Vijay. During this operation, the Indian Armed Forces reclaimed territories in the Kargil district of Jammu and Kashmir that had been infiltrated by Pakistani soldiers and militants. The main function is being held at the Kargil War Memorial in Dras, Ladakh. In squash, top seed Anahat Singh has scripted history by becoming the first Indian to clinch the World Junior Championships. Anahat defeated Egypt's Ruqayyah Saleem 3-0 in the girls' singles final of the World Junior Championships at Niagara-on-the-Lake, Canada. In the boys' singles, reigning Asian junior champion Arivir Devan was India's best performer, reaching the last 16. And Indian sub-junior men's team thrashed arch-rivals Pakistan 3-1 in the gold medal match of the FIH Youth Hockey 5's Asian Championship. With this victory, the Indian men's team also finished at the top of the elite pool table. In the women's competition, the Indian sub-junior women's team bagged the silver after a hard-fought contest in their final against China, ensuring both Indian contingents return home with medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.